Webb's Pearls, bright 1.5-2.0 micron dropouts in the Spitzer, IRAC dark field, by Haojing Yan et al. Using the first epoch of four-band NIR CAM observations obtained by the James Webb Space Telescope Prime Extragalactic Areas for Ryanization and Lensing Science Program in the Spitzer IRAC Dark Field, we search for F150W and F200W dropouts following the conventional dropout method to select candidate objects at Z greater than 11. In 14.2 arcmin squared, we have found 13 F150W dropouts and 8 F200W dropouts, all brighter than 27.5 mag in the band to the red side of the break signature. Most notably, some of these objects are as bright as 24 mag, which corresponds to MUV11. As they are detected in multiple bands, these must be real objects. If the observed color decrements are due to the expected Lyman break, these objects should be at Z greater than 11.7 and Z greater than 15.4, respectively. The color diagnostics show that at least 11 F150W dropouts are far away from the usual contaminators encountered in dropout searches, red galaxies at much lower redshifts or brown dwarf stars, and therefore they are legitimate candidates. While the diagnostics of the F200W dropouts are less certain due to the limited number of passbands, at least one of them is not likely a known type of contaminant and the rest are consistent with either Z greater than 11 galaxies with evolved stellar populations or old galaxies at Z3 to 8. If a significant fraction of our dropouts are indeed at Z greater than 11, we have to face the severe problem of explaining their high luminosities and number densities. Spectroscopic identifications of such objects are urgently needed. This was Webb's Pearls, bright 1.5-2.0 micron dropouts in the Spitzer, IRAC dark field, by Haojing Yan et al.